On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Things don't really... Oh, sorry.
Well, we're in now, man. Got a show to do.
It's true, man. I'm just yammering through the whole...
Still infatuated with the...
Sarah Jessica Parker orgasm.
Yeah, that's what clearly we've dubbed it at this point.
Yeah, which as I was just saying to Matt, like, you know, like Halley's Comet, they're either rare or they're like Sasquatch.
Mystery.
And don't exist at all.
Right.
Not sure what's going on there. Sorry, ladies. That probably speaks more of... More to my lack of, oh man, see that? What do you got over there? What do you?
This is the Rockwell Pilsner. Rockwell by name, Rock very well by reputation. From the Collingwood Brewery. And I feel like I've had this before, but it wasn't ringing a bell. A bell.
Garçon,
yes.
Facteur, s'il vous plaît.
Barely know her.
Okay. Facteur.
But I must add something else from the brewery before, because this is new. It's not, you know.
So Rockwell.
It's not Rockwell Pilsner.
Right. So does it say that on the label?
Yep. It's not quite as crisp as a lot of Pilsners.
For sure.
But it's pretty good. I don't mind it. But yeah, you expect a little more bite or something, right?
Snap.
Yeah. And it's lacking a little bit there. But
a little more effervescence or ebullience, as you would like to say.
Yes. No. Frequently doubt exists.
All right.
Just making up shit in here.
Read shit.
What about you, man? What do you got?
What I just cracked is the Think Bigger Cream Ale from...
Always thinking bigger.
All or Nothing Brewhouse in the Dirty Schwa.
Nice. So I was telling you... You know, you came in with a couple of new beers, you hadn't checked the brewery yet or whatever, and the All or Nothing Brewhouse, I've heard nothing but good things about in the old beer store down at the south end of Oshawa.
Winton Road?
Yeah, apparently they've done a really nice job fixing that up, so I've been meaning to get in as a former Oshawaganaut, I believe.
Oshawaga! I think it's, just a resident of Dirty Schwa.
Yeah.
I believe it's how that
Schwa
goes.
Schwa would.
Schwa. All right. I get it. Good for you.
Yep, for sure.
This is highly drinkable.
Okay.
It's about 4.8.
Nice.
A future show, I there was a couple of Snooze You Lose, also by All or Nothing. So
nice.
We'll maybe crack those open on a future show.
We got a little later on this week, the annual season... preview shows for the NHL, go division by division. Those will come out, I'm thinking probably Monday night, Wednesday night this week. We'll see how things go. But
you would remember those as where Rob crushes it.
Yes.
Extremely.
That's how Rob remembers everything.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, man. Like that's how I get through life.
Right.
Yep. Diluted and drunk, probably. So,
nice. The show titled already?
Yes. There you go.
Let's just get out of here, man.
Yeah. Thanks.
So look for those. We'll start out west with the Pacific and Central Division previews on Tall Can Sports this week. So stick around for that. What's new in your life, man, before we get into what we got here? Anything of note? Anything you want to tell the good listener?
Well, I think as a guy my age, you get to be that gets to that time in your life where you need to be checking up on all your medical issues, keeping things.
Movember coming up.
Yep. So
all kinds of men's health stuff.
So it's getting to the point now where I feel like I've had more guys' hands in my ass over the past year. I feel a bit like the candy jar at the front of the Swiss Chalet.
I thought your doctor's appointment was until this week. What happened Saturday night, man?
No, this was off of last week's appointment, which has caused this appointment this Friday.
More hands.
No. Sadly, it involves a scope of some variety.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's the things, you know, when you're a younger guy and you're full of machismo and you're like, I'm never doing that.
Bulletproof, man.
Yeah. And you're like, and you get to a point in your life where you're like, whatever, I'm just going to... Whatever. After the first one's in there, you're like, psh.
I got room for a couple more.
That's it. Whatever. Keep bringing them in. That guy there looks like he's got thinner fingers. We'll take him. So.
Scouting missions?
Yeah, for sure, man. No, forget it.
All right.
Looks like you've done cement work in the past. We'll pass. We'll pass on those digits. But I appreciate the thought.
The bear paws.
So, that, you know what? Beyond that, and I know that's a bit of a...
That's okay. We don't need too much detail.
That's a bit of a stopper, but I have been... I was out for a bit of a soiree last night.
Mm-hmm.
Worked hard through the day, did a bunch of stuff. Maybe didn't take in as many fluids as Rob should have in the day.
Uh-oh.
Got out there, started ripping beers. Cutting my thirst with a couple of what I had was, and again, ladies and gentlemen, take note. It was the, it was called Headstock IPA from our good friends at Nickelbrook.
Okay.
So again.
I think have we had that in here before?
No, I had the Wicked Awesome.
Yeah. But I've tried that somewhere anyway.
So this is... You know, in your IPA ways, which I certainly seem to have gone to, but it's a 7. It's a 7%.
Okay.
I think it had 80 IBUs. So,
and you wouldn't think only an extra 2%, but it'll kick you, man.
Well, when you're drinking 3 or 4 of them.
Yep.
And honestly, so I knew I was in trouble when I got to 4 and I hadn't even had a leak yet. And I'm like, ooh, that's Rob with the smallest bladder in the world. But yeah, it came down on my head like an anvil. And you're like... Oh, Rob's drunk again.
Let's crank this party up.
Yeah. Woo!
Get out of here, kids.
It's an 8-year-old's birthday party, but whatever. We're barbecuing.
Yeah.
But it was highly drinkable. And that's, I'm sure most of you understand. Yeah, that means it's quaffable, seriously. And
go
so,
down easy.
For sure.
Feeling good.
And so.
Pass me another one.
Yeah. So to me, and you know what? When you're grabbing it out of a cooler full of ice, it's always better.
It's got a different feel to it, right? Like, I'm still doing the summer thing here.
Maybe
like,
I'm camping. I don't know what's happening here, but it kind of means unbutton the shirt. Gloves are off. We're doing it. Whatever's happening here.
Yeah, no, it's true, man. I'm, you know, we used to camp and boat and stuff as kids and, you know, but end up morphing into cottaging. So there's still fridges, right? There's a bar fridge downstairs. There's a specific beer fridge upstairs. You kind of lose it, but... You get out on the boat and everything's back in the cooler and you're like, yeah, it's just got this kind of, I'm feeling it right now, right? You get in there, you pull something out and you just keep going. It always feels like a better day, man. It probably means you're outside too.
See, this is it.
Yep.
This is it. You're in some environment though where it's a little less formal.
Oh yeah.
And so, yeah, that was me yesterday. Now, it kind of damaged me a bit. Drank too much, ate too much, which again... At Rob's age means it's time for bed. At like 9:30 exactly. I'm like,
this party's over. Take me home.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Get out of my house.
I'm tired. Yep. Yeah. So that's the deal. Okay. But now on another note, and so I'm just taking the floor here. I've been watching and binging a bit on Stranger Things, Netflix show.
Yep.
I found it to be highly entertaining.
I've heard good things.
All right.
Haven't checked it out myself.
So I'm now into season 3.
Right.
Crazy ass Winona Ryder. If you wondered where she ended up.
I didn't.
It's right there on Stranger Things.
Okay.
Same with our good man Rudy from whatever his name is.
You mean like movie?
The movie Rudy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, for sure it's a classic. For sure. Now he's older and much fatter. Sorry about
his
that,
His teammates
Rudy.
Aren't lining up to give him
Yeah, nobody's handing
spot.
The jersey in. They're actually handing them in to sew them together because Rudy's a bit chubby. So what about you, man? What's happening over there?
Yeah, you know what? Not a ton, man. You were talking about Netflix. I'm back into The Ranch. New season of that just dropped.
I don't know what that is.
It's, when it got started, it was Danny Masterson and Ashton Kutcher.
Any relation to Bat Masterson? No.
Is that a person? Okay. Kelso and Hyde from That 70s Show.
Oh, okay.
And it's more of like a Western that they live on, but it's still a comedy and it's Netflix, so they can curse and get away with all kinds of shit. And Sam Elliott is their dad.
Their brothers?
Yes. And so, that went on.
Was this like Bonanza?
Yeah, with the volume turned way up.
For sure.
But Danny Masterson got Me Too'd here not too long ago, and so he's been written off the show. And so anyway, they just dropped a new season. That's kind of...
So again, Danny Masterson...
Was Hyde.
Was Hyde.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the funnier one.
Yeah.
But anyway, he apparently did some stuff that people didn't love, so he's gone. But the show's still pretty good. And yeah, this was season 7 that just dropped. And
wow.
I'm in that unfortunate thing that Netflix allows you to do where you can watch, like, because the seasons are only like 10 episodes long. You watch them in like a week, and now it's another year till there's anything new again. So
yeah.
There's all kinds of talk been floating around on Twitter that Disney's now launching their own Netflix, and they're going to pull back all their stuff. They also own all the Star Wars stuff, all that kind of content. They're going to put out some series, as is Apple, on their new streaming service, and they're not going to do the binge thing. They're going to drop them week by week. So it's congratulations, you've discovered cable, right? Like, we're just back to what we always had.
Right, which is what HBO does.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and it. I think it's probably better. Like, it spreads it out a little, creates demand, keeps people talking. You know, if you drop a whole series or a whole season of House of Cards and everybody watches it in the first week, no one's talking about your show for the next year. So it does keep you in the media a little bit. But
yeah, but I thought that's the way we went.
I liked it that way.
I wanted to be able to consume when I wanted to consume it.
Yep. But I think they've discovered that's not good for business.
But how many
now you'll cancel for 11 months. And that's the thing, as you know, we've talked before, that all your streaming services are going to add up, right? If you have your sports one here, like you're subscribed to NHL and then Netflix, and then maybe you got to go get the Disney one for the kids, and you'll be back to paying cable prices in no time. The trick is to bounce, right? Like, keep one for 2 months while you watch the couple of things and then cancel it, move over to another one and make your way back around. But that's not what these companies want. They want you there all the time. So,
but see, the thing is, how many people do you think wait?
What do you mean?
Just
waiting for them all to be done? And
yeah,
then
Game
watch.
Of Thrones. Like, I know people who sort of got to, if they didn't get on with the initial couple seasons, they said, well, we'll just wait till it runs its course, and then we'll just binge it.
I'm sure they're out there, but if everybody's talking about it and you're trying to get in on it, it does kind of defeat the purpose to wait till the end.
And you also then have a pile of people talking about it, and you're like...
Yeah, and it's all been spoiled.
Yeah, for sure, exactly. So, like, all right, you know what?
Like, when I got into 24, I went over to Buddy's place in college, and they had it on, and they were, like, glued to it, and they were watching season 3 or 4 at that time. I'm like, this is cool. What is this? And one of them just reached into the DVD case, handed me season 1, and told me to shut up because they were watching. So
Could you pause live TV then? Pause.
Yeah. Idiot. No way, man.
Get out.
Yeah. So I watched quick seasons 1, 2, and 3, and then I hated it, having to wait and wait and wait as episodes drop down every week. So I don't know, I guess we even then knew we wanted the binge thing. But
see, because I'm in that spot with Ballers.
Yeah, you're still in on that, eh?
Yep.
I don't hear it talked about anywhere near as much as I did when it was kind of new,
and so it's now into season 5. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I'm caught up with it, and I'm like,
come on.
Yeah. Well, and it's not really that I'm riveted by it.
No.
It's, you know, the characters, but they're only like 22 minutes long, right? Or 25 minutes, whatever it is, 30. Yep. And so you churn through a couple. So it's like, I'm going to sit down. I got time for 2 episodes, right? It's an hour's worth of TV, and you sort of bang them out. But You know, okay, I only got one. Then you go, now I'm kind of jonesing for a little more of something. I got to look at something new. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm not into that.
The ever popular Florida man, this time with his Florida woman.
Woman?
Yeah.
Don't think of it as the woman's tease. Think of it as the whoa man.
I've also been watching some Married with Children again.
In his time, it was fantastic. Hysterical.
And it hasn't always aged well, but there's still some good stuff. And I'm always going to be a fan of the No Ma'am Club. That's always
I like it where Al's gone and had the vasectomy. He's got the stitches in there and whatever else, and Peg is shaking her leg and it's making her breasts jiggle a bit. And Al's like, "Can you stop that?" She's like, "What?" He's like, "They're jiggling." And then she goes, and she's like, "Fine." She goes over and she's bending over in her hot pants. All I can hear is this little ping of the stitch breaking.
Wow.
Yeah, great stuff. Great stuff in its day.
I don't think they do it that way anymore. I think it's a little laser.
Exactly. It's got nothing to do with your erection, just so you know. Although it may very well be pulling the skin a little tighter.
Okay. It's good, man.
Think of it like Botox for your bag.
Oh, Botox bag.
There's another show name for
sure.
You. Botox for your bag.
And have to put out three small episodes.
Sorry about that.
Speaking of very small. Our Florida couple, anyway, out for a good time. Busted for being intoxicated and...
Bicycling impaired. And you're like, I thought, is that even a...
Like, to me, that sounds like they were being responsible.
Right.
Didn't drive.
But they were weaving about, yes. Apparently, and cops were worried that they were going to get struck by another...
So they get pulled aside and get put in the back of a cop car, and now you've had a few and you're feeling amorous, I guess, and all of a sudden decide it's time to do like bulls in the back of the cop car. Not two bulls, hopefully.
Yeah. Not like Dave in the cheat sleeve.
And started having at it in the back of the fucking cop car, man.
Okay, the two of them stripped naked.
Yep. Well,
in the cruiser.
Got shit to do.
Okay, and for anybody who's ever been in the back of a cruiser.
Right.
It's not a great place.
No, well, no, you never set out to be there.
Okay, no, but I'm saying it's the seats are hard. It's cool. It's like almost like plastic.
Would you like to share with our audience how you ended up in the back of one?
I've been in the back of
several,
a couple.
Okay,
totally. No, I don't want to share with them because it's.
I'd like us to share a story, and it's one of my favorite college stories.
Okay. Is it you in the back of a cruiser?
No.
Okay.
No. But a legend around our class that had showed up way too drunk to a party, and he was part of our group, but didn't show up with us that night, and he was asked to leave, and so he's walking home, and it's far too far to be walking. He's carrying like half a case of beer, half of it's full, half of it's empty. He's still carrying it around, and some cops pull up and ask to talk to him because a house not too far has been broken into. And he's ornery and hammered. Does it look like I got anybody's fucking stuff with me? I got half a case of beer, and I'm walking home. Like, and so the cop actually sounds like a good guy. He's like, "Well, just get in. I'll drive you home." So he gets in, and the cop's giving him shit all the way for walking, and, you know, walking around drunk and being whatever. And the guy, you know, my buddy's lipping back to him the whole time. And the cop says, "Why don't you just shut the fuck up, or I'm just going to take you in for public intoxication." So I guess 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes of silence or whatever go by, and then suddenly you hear cracked a beer in the back. The cop pulls over and goes, "You're a real fucking asshole," and kicked him out and forced him to walk the rest of the way home, kept his beer. The interesting finale to that story is he came home that night, saw that we were all out, and decided to go try and find another party.
As you do.
And when we got home later that night, there was a gargoyle from someone's garden in our living room. And so one of my buddies went to pick it up to move it and could hardly do so. One of us had to go and help him carry it to get out of the way. And we figured we'll figure this out in the morning. Don't know exactly how this got here, but have a pretty good idea. And so Hennessy is this guy's name, whatever.
Whatever.
He comes home well after we've all gone to bed. He comes out in the morning. He's like, "Where the fuck did that come from?" And Like, I think you brought it home, man. He's like trying to retrace his steps. He's like, oh, fuck, I did. He's like, well, go take it back before somebody gets too fired up about it. And he goes over and he can't lift it. And again, it takes like two or three people to go and take this huge stone gargoyle back to it. To this day, he has no idea how he got it from their garden.
Well, you get to be very ambitious.
I guess.
And
a little extra strength.
And dedicated. You're like, I'm not letting this best me. I'm doing this shit right now.
I've always wanted to, ever since then, though, I've been a little envious. Cracking a beer in the back of a cop car just to be an asshole.
Yeah, well, that could end up...
Oh, that could go a few ways.
But. Terribly, really. And yes, I've also just gotten a ride home by a couple of cops.
All right.
That's really the gist of it. None of my car rides ended with me going to the cop shop.
Both actually, or with a free gargoyle.
Yeah. But we're out one night, Jeff and I, so we're both in our early 20s.
Right.
Like I may be 19. And we're walking home from somewhere, a bar, to his apartment in London. And we're walking down. There's some homes that sort of back out
some
onto the
homes.
Street. And so there's a couple patio chairs there. And Jeff's looking at it going, that patio chair looks pretty good on my balcony. And he's like, I'm going to grab it. I'm like, don't do that. Honestly.
That guy.
And so he's like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Over he goes. Grabs it and he's snickering and he's running with it. And I don't know, he's probably got about 10 feet and it's chained. Clearly not. Bam!
Jeff's been there before.
Yeah, and his legs went right out from underneath him. Wham! Right on his back. So clearly he's not the first person who thought, hey, look
it's
at that.
Nice looking chair.
Hey, look at that patio chair. I'm going to steal that. Yeah. Wham! Clang, bang, bang. And now we're like, oh, Christ, now, man, we're out here on the.
You're out here in the street.
In the street, exactly. I'm under lights, and you're like, yeah, that's not going to be too hard to pick us out, you doofus.
I should make light of it. We had another buddy who showed up at our house horribly intoxicated. And
what does that mean, horribly intoxicated?
He had driven himself there. That was horrifying.
Okay, that's a different thing.
So the cops show up because there's been some people complaining that a pile of garbage cans and recycling bins have been knocked over and they're here to investigate. So they come and ask, you know, any of you guys been out driving? And we hadn't or whatever. They come in asking and there was like probably 10 or 12 guys there. It was just kind of hanging out. So whose car is this out front? And my buddy goes, well, it's mine, but I've been here all night. He goes, can you explain the still crumpled up recycling bin under your front fender? That he had pushed all the way with him. All right, I'm ready to go. Let's go. So they took his license for a bit.
No, I can't. Like I said,
I was framed. Somebody put that there.
Yeah, I think it's like being in the hotel where we were at and losing a bet, and Jeff having to walk down to the elevator and back naked. And then everyone is what it was. You were there. I think there's probably 8 of us in the hotel room.
I don't think I was there that night.
Okay.
But laughing and howling.
Yeah, and having a couple beers and then, yeah, paying up his bet.
Yeah.
And then hotel security. Hey, we have reports of a naked man walking in the hallway. I'm like, no, don't know anything about that. Don't know anything about that. And he looks over my shoulder. He's like, not like that naked guy right
still
there. Right there, still sitting in the nude. And you're like, you fucking.
That's a different naked
idiot.
Guy.
Yeah, exactly. What are the chances? Look at that. Get some clothes on, you freak.
Freak.
Yeah.
He's probably had that hollered at him a time.
For sure. So, but these two Florida people.
Yes. Sorry.
They get to it, honestly, strip off their clothes, and they're doing it, and the cops come over, and hey, you. And they pull the guy out, and he proceeds to run away.
He ran away.
With no clothes on.
No. Nope.
Buck naked.
Good for you, man. You're what? Out there now trying. What? You think he was barefoot? You probably got to take your shoes off.
He's a Florida guy. He's wearing sandals flip-flop.
Yeah.
You know, or he may be drunk on his bike. He may even be barefoot already. Hey?
Barefoot bike riding, that sucks.
Well, okay, but not all pedals are made with the little claw
fucking,
teeth
yeah,
on them. Yeah,
sucks, man.
Yeah, it does suck, but you're hoping to pull a little bit harder on the way up than you are on the way down.
Yeah, for sure. As we were in the back of the car.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pushing. Well, I'm pushing way harder than I'm pulling.
So do you think he left her behind?
Of course he did.
Every man.
Well, because they removed him.
Yeah.
They pulled him out. And he's like,
I'm going for it.
Exactly. I'm making a break. Sorry, Lucinda. Or whatever your name was.
Could be Lucinda. That seems like a naked Florida fucker.
Yeah.
And cop car fucker.
And so, yeah, they were charged
with. Great band name.
Honestly, they were charged with. Yeah, they were charged with public intoxication, committing a sex act in public, violently resisting arrest, and
exposing sexual organs.
Yeah.
Which is the first time I've ever heard it.
Because it does not sound like you've now cut something open.
Yes. It sounds terrible.
Here's my spleen.
You could have just flashed somebody. That's it sounds like gross. Indecent exposure. Okay.
Committing a lascivious act. I'm like, what?
He must have finished. Like, that's the only reason he was running, leaving her behind, right?
Yeah,
like,
I can't imagine.
I'm good, I'm gone.
I can't imagine he finished, because I don't think he has that much energy if he's really finished.
I'll go
I'm going to nap over here on the park bench. So, yes. Stupid Florida people.
Let's talk about stupid Canadian people and the impact that it's having on our election right now. I don't know how much there is here, but I did want to touch on it because it has been a huge news story over the last week or so in Canada. Of course, referring to Justin Trudeau and some photos surfacing. First of him in, they're calling it brownface.
Brownface?
I've never actually heard that term before. Like, I knew about blackface.
Yeah, blackface.
I'd never heard it. Anyway, obviously, same idea. Dressed up as Aladdin to go to an Arabian Nights party.
Can we not just think about it? You've seen the cartoon Aladdin.
Yes.
Would he not make a good
That's
Aladdin?
True. You shouldn't have had to dress up too much.
Like, no, honestly, just leave your skin tone as it is, but wear the Aladdin outfit. You're it, man.
Right.
You're in.
So it should be pointed out, I guess, before we go any further. I can't imagine anybody hasn't heard this, but if you haven't, this incident took place in 2001, not while he was prime minister.
Right.
But he was a 29-year-old man at the time.
Teaching at a private school.
Immediately afterwards, maybe the next day, and he had said in his press conference, yeah, there's more. There's another one where he's in blackface singing that Jamaican's like,
no. Yeah, he's doing a Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, I didn't know the name.
Yeah.
So that one, I believe he is in school still.
It's early 90s.
Right. So I think he's in high school, like it's a high school production of some kind. And then I don't know the context of the third, but there is a third one, I guess, of him in blackface as well. So,
and then the reporter asked him, is there more of these? And he was like, I don't know.
We'll see what comes up.
Well, because he said what he said. He's like, man, I even really forgot about that one.
Yeah. Well, he had said in the initial one, the brown face one, that there was another one of him in blackface. But the third one is the one I think that caught him off guard. Like, oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Which I guess can happen. I don't know. It depends how big of a moment it was to you at the time. Like in high school, if someone, like the one where he's in high school to me is a little weird because in theory, someone told him to do that for the production. Now you could say maybe a teenager should have known better. I don't know in the early 90s, but you know, maybe it doesn't dawn on you at the time as a big deal. This is what I was told to wear for this production, and they put some makeup on me and off you go. The one where he's 29 as a teacher, and that one's a little harder to.
Yeah.
What's your take on it? What were your thoughts on it? There was, just before we came on, I read a report that said the most recent polls have the Liberals dropping and the Conservatives now in the lead, which is this week probably pretty predictable.
Yep, for sure. It really depends, right? My take on it was, he came through, he spoke up and he said, I should have known better.
Yep.
But I didn't.
Yep.
And he's saying, and I realize it's hurtful and it's harmful. To me, that's owning it.
Yep.
To me, it's not like, oh, I'm sorry about that or whatever. To me, the fact that he says, yeah, I should have known better.
Yeah.
And didn't.
Well, there is a certain amount of that. Rich kid, private school, you are somewhat detached from reality, right? Like, he should have known better, but he probably had never been faced with anything.
Well,
and I'm not defending it. It was a stupid fucking thing to do.
For sure it is.
Yeah.
I went to school. I remember one year, maybe I was in grade 12. One of the girls went as her her and her best friend, who actually I went out with for a bit, actually maybe went to grade 12 prom with. They came together as Milli Vanilli. Okay. Okay. They were both very white.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, yeah. But again, at the time, you're like, you didn't think about it really. Which is the conversation point here,
right?
The fact that, yeah, we don't think about it, and we don't think about or give the time to how hurtful it is or could be.
So, I've been intrigued by the reaction on a few different fronts.
I've also been wicked intrigued.
The conservative reaction has been far from surprising, that he's unfit to govern and he can't possibly, and all of that coming from the right now is just hilariously hypocritical. No more than, it was actually just 3 days earlier, Andrew Scheer had said in, who is, for any non-Canadians listening, the head of the conservatives, essentially our Republicans. That he would stand by the numerous people in his party who had been blasted with homophobic this or racist that. And he said, as long as they
can. One who is the conservative candidate in my riding.
Right. So he had said, as long as they've come out and they've owned it and they've apologized, I will stand with them. 3 days later, Trudeau's busted on something, comes out, owns it, and apologizes. Unfit. Fuck him. Couldn't possibly be trusted. Racist, hateful. All kinds of just.
What's like, the word?
Just shut up.
Oh, hypocrite.
Right. There is a fair bit of that.
Yeah, and you go, really? If you heard that clip from the Beavertons where they're talking about.
It's a great show.
And they were
it's the Canadian Onion.
Yeah, and they're like, well, what about that one time that Stephen Harper appeared in Human Face? Right. That's gorgeous.
Yeah. The reaction that I've been most fascinated by, because you and I are just a couple of middle-aged white guys, and it's been pretty prevalent on Twitter, people from all sides coming out and talking about it. But I've seen numerous people of color who have said essentially the same thing, and obviously I'm paraphrasing, that it was, you know, yeah, I don't like this, it's hurtful, you know, but if you think I'm going to overreact to something 10 years ago instead of following his, you know, what he's done
20 years ago and 30 years ago.
Something he's done, you know, what he's done with the borders, his policies, his political life, and then run to the Conservative Party to save me? Come on. He goes, this was a stupid thing for him to have done, but I'm more interested in what he's done as a politician. And his record, honestly, on that front, is there's lots of things to dislike Trudeau for, but being racist, it would be hard to suggest is one of them based on his political.
Right. In again, as you said, middle-aged white guys, watching CBC late last week, excuse me, they had two black guys and a black female reporter at a bar.
Oh, I've heard this one. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Walk into a bar.
That's a rabbi. Yeah. Yeah. And these sorts of things are interesting because they do open up. There is, no matter what anybody wants to say, there is absolutely, there's racism in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So
I saw a great tweet right after it came out that said, this might actually help Trudeau in Quebec.
Yeah. Yeah. No matter what anybody thinks, Quebec, for people who are fighting and struggling to keep their sort of their culture alive, they are, that is, and again, blanket statement alert, the most racist province in the country. Sure. Forget about your Albertas and...
Yeah. There's no doubt.
It's absolutely Quebec. In order to save my culture, I'm going to squash yours. So that seems something's fairly odd there.
Yeah. It's true.
But this
great
is,
line, though.
Yeah. This is it's listening to these people. It's the same blanket statements made about white people across the board about how white people don't understand and how white people... And it's almost like if I say, Matt, that you're black, if I notice your difference in pigment,
right,
is that racism?
Right. Do we have to pretend that these differences don't exist?
Right.
Whereas we're supposed to accept these differences.
If I say you're the whitest white guy ever, we laugh at that. Like,
yeah. It's pretty on the nose.
Yeah. But it's
I sit here in my shorts.
And I think about it, and a black guy we both know who plays the sport that we love, he's constantly making
or taking,
but both making. He's very free in his cracking about black stigma or cliches, and you wonder if that's a protection thing, right? It's like
in so many ways to be self-deprecating takes the bullets out of someone else's.
Right. I'm going to talk about being stupid or overweight or whatever the deal is. Yeah. If I talk about it, it's going to,
in theory, stop someone else from
take a little of the heat.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, those things I think are. Because he's done it, and I for sure have cracked back at him a bit, and everybody laughs, and you sort of go, yeah, but then at the end of the day, you're like,
if that was recorded and sent to my employer, that would be the end of that in a hurry, right?
Yeah, so, I would not be running for politics,
right? No, for sure. I wonder, the liberals are down. I can see this hurting them. But I'm almost amused by the idea that this would send anyone from the Liberal Party to the Conservatives.
No, but
I can see it sending you to the NDP
classic vote splitting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jagmeet Singh's reaction was interesting. He was hard on Trudeau, rightfully so. But I think his reaction and a couple of the speeches he made, I should, again, for non-Canadians, he's the head of the NDP. That's a slightly further left, or at least was. Slightly further left party.
Democratic Socialist Party.
He's a Sikh. And so he often
has
a turban and whatever.
Although interesting ads running in Quebec.
Not wearing a turban. Yeah. You do what you got to do in political life, I guess.
Don't do it, man. Keep the turban on, Jagmeet.
But he is a guy who obviously the media was going to run to when this came out and said, how do you feel? What do you think? Tell us what you... And he said it's inappropriate for a leader. It's all these sorts of things. And that's not wrong. But he also said that, there's real issues here we need to talk about. And that was my first reaction to this is that we're now going to spend 6 weeks talking about who's most racist instead of climate plans or economic plans or whatever. This is going
gun law.
Right. This is going to sideswipe the election completely. And if that means Trudeau loses, that's fine. But if it means we don't have an actual discussion, which is what I'm afraid of, that's not okay. And I don't trust the media to handle this properly.
Well, no, because we've already seen it. It's completely reactionary. And and politics gets bogged down entirely.
Which is bullshit.
in this stuff. Does this matter? Does racism and equality matter? Absolutely. Oh, sure, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. Your inappropriate behavior 20 and 30 years ago should not be the decisive factor in a federal
and
election.
And I think that's sort of what I'm leaning on here is the reaction of those who should be or who are under the gun here or who are affected going, yeah, you know what? If these are my choices, these are a lot of bad choices. And I think this might be the worst election of my, at least, lifetime that I can appreciate, right? This is not a good...
No
group of leaders.
No, there's not. And if you watch the leaders debate without Trudeau,
I didn't watch the first one.
So it was just Jagmeet Singh. Yeah. It was Andrew Scheer, and it was Elizabeth May of the Green Party.
Yeah.
And there is not one person in that group who is prime ministerial.
Right.
Right. Like you just look and go, man. First of all, it looks like you're on a set that was, rehab from Reach for the Top back in the 80s. You're like. What are you doing? It looks so cheap. This was the McLean City.
Yeah. I felt that way in 2010 or 2011, that when they had the election, that Harper was the only one on that. And it was, I think at that time it was Ignatieff was the one for the Liberals. And they had a horrible showing.
Jack Layton.
Must have been. And I remember thinking that Harper was the only one who had any sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I trust that guy, right? Like, and wasn't that's the wrong phrasing? But we were coming out
he
of the...
He looks like he's got his shit together.
Yes, he looks like someone who leads. He's confident here. He's talking about the issues while the other guys are all just throwing stones at him. And
yeah.
I think part of that comes from being the incumbent, because now Trudeau is the one that everyone's throwing stones at while he's trying to... But we had just come out of the recession, and we were one of the only countries whose economy didn't completely collapse. And so I gave him the benefit of the doubt coming out of that election that that's worth something, right? Or coming out of that...
For sure, to stay the course.
Yeah. But 4 or 5 years later, that was not the case anymore, and it was time to go. So I just feel like now we're in this place where everyone, even more than that was, like I said, I think that was 2011. More than, so that's only 8 years ago. We are more tribal now in such a big way than we were then. And it, none of this stuff is going to matter. We're just going to vote for our team and fuck the...
Right. And it's become more American style in that regard, where I've voted in my day. I've voted NDP. I've voted Conservative. I've voted Liberal.
Right.
Only NDP once. But
yeah,
that was in terms of I've voted for everybody.
Yeah.
Because to me, it came down to...
What do we need right now?
For sure. And so, but it has trended towards... I feel very anti-conservative.
I do too.
On many fronts. I'm not sure how you can continue to promise me that you're going to give me more money and give me more services.
Yeah.
That's the classic.
That myth of the Conservative Party being more financially responsible and saving the country money, it's dead. Like, that doesn't happen anymore, and you don't have to look any further than Doug Ford here in Ontario. And he's the only drug dealer I've ever known to lose money dealing weed in a year, right? Like, it's unbelievable how bad they've implemented that.
But I can thank him for me being at breakfast the other day and at 9:30 a.m. a guy ordering a Caesar next to me. Right on. I like that as much as the next fella.
But it's just that myth is gone, and they're not handling, they're giving the climate thing enough respect, and they're not... Look, I don't need to sit here and shill.
Because there is no climate problem.
That's, yeah. It's like Gary Bettman in the NHL. You don't solve the concussion problem unless you admit that there is a concussion problem.
For sure.
So one thing at a time. But I'm with you. At the time, in that 2011 election, I was on board with another round for Harper and the Conservatives. When that we don't call them, you know, whatever. It was 5 years, right? 4 years.
5 years with a majority, unless they choose to call it early.
Right. The next time it came around, and I was long off the Harper thing, the way he had handled some of our scientists and our climate stuff and our whatever, it was time for him to go. I think you have to be prepared to look at what's actually happening around you and not be so stuck to one team. And
yep.
And I don't feel like this thing with Trudeau, while right now it's changed a little in the polls. I don't know how much you trust them or whatever, but I think most people probably stayed on whatever team they were going to be on to begin with, man. I don't know how much this actually swings an election.
Now, there are some people who are fundamentally, this is who I vote for. There's always going to be those people.
Yep.
I live with one. And that is the way it goes. But there is this sort of soft middle group who is easily swayed. Right?
But you say that like it's a bad thing.
No, I'm talking about being swayed by this kind of media. Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
This kind of media assault that's happening right now. Those are the people who go, I'm kind of undecided. Right. I don't really listen in the 4 years or 5 years in between.
I just watch the commercials.
I see what they say, and then I'm like, yeah, that guy sounds like a crazy douchebag. Terrible.
Right.
And you go, I'm going this way. Right? And so... the media assault, and in times, you look at it, it's the Globe and Mail,
mm-hmm.
who's been super hard and unrelenting,
yes.
on the on the SNC-Lavalin issue. They're continuing to beat that drum, which is fine. That is the free press.
That was going to be Trudeau's thing through this election, that he was going to get hit with over and over and over. I think that's now going to be...
Right.
A distant second behind Trudeau, apparently is racist.
And so when you look at that, the Globe and Mail, very freely a conservative paper, right? Always
As
has
is
been.
Anything under post media now, they haven't been shy away from saying we are now a conservative leaning paper. Right. We're going to publish from that perspective. But
where is the, and you know what? It's funny because I just happened across the movie The Post, which is fine, neither here nor there.
Yeah.
The quote at the end was, a free press is meant to serve the governed, not the government.
Right.
Which is super important, but you need balanced reporting. And if all of your agencies...
Well, and that's it. We talk about this all the time in the U.S., right? CNN, that's the left media, and Fox, that's the right... Then none of you are journalists.
That's right.
You're just partisan. Shills for whatever side you're on.
Give me the facts, man. That's all I want.
And then I'll decide, right? Or we'll talk about it at the water cooler
tomorrow.
That's
crazy talk, Matt. That's crazy talk.
If we're not all getting the same facts...
You can't trust people to make up their own minds.
No, clearly. Like I've said a few times, one of my favorite all-time political quotes comes from Churchill. It was, the best argument against democracy is a five-minute conversation with the average voter. So,
yes. Sad but true, my friend. Sad but true.
I just thought this warranted a little attention on the show because, you know, it was a fairly, you know, as far as Canadian politics go, it's a bombshell. And it's fucked up and it's not something you want coming out. The timing was fascinating. All of a sudden, this happens once the election has been called, and then two more the next day. Somebody's been sitting on these.
Well, again, one of them happened in 01, and the other one was the early 90s.
Right.
Like, this
so
is
someone's
now.
Had these photos, right? And you wonder, you know, even talking about Trudeau, he had to know at least the Aladdin one, was out there. A year into your government, would you not bring it up as a, by the way, take the bullets, as we've talked about, out of somebody else's gun and say... This is here. It's a learning moment. I wish I hadn't done this.
Yeah.
And then you make sure it doesn't come out in the next election. It's old news. It's been talked about.
Because you have to know there's some handler somewhere saying, are you kidding me? You had this shit out there and you didn't.
Well, that was one of my first thoughts when this came out is how fucking bad was Harper's group during the last election?
Yeah.
No one found this?
Yeah.
Man.
It's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
Exactly. So I don't know how much this is going to actually, it's going to completely influence the news for the next week or two or maybe longer.
Well, we're heading for a minority government, which means
so
we'll
too.
Be having another election in 18 months to 24.
Yep. No matter who wins, that's going to be the case. But I don't know how much this will impact the election, but it will certainly impact the coverage. But I do think we're more tribal than ever before, and most people are just going to stay where they already were. So, and maybe that's okay, right? Like maybe...
Hey, you do your thing.
Most people realize this was 18 years ago. You know, he's apologized. He's owned it. Maybe it's okay to stay in your own lane.
Well,
but.
I was listening to every morning when I get up, I hit the Google Assistant with, you know, good morning. And then it rolls through a CBC news cycle, a CTV news cycle, some Bloomberg.
Right.
It sort of gives me a cross section, some international
Here's
news.
What you need to know in your day.
Yeah. Don't be a dullard. Keep moving. Right. While I take in my mini wheats.
Right.
And it's saying,
keeping things moving.
The CBC saying, yes, we pulled the cross section of Canadians. It was an Indian guy, like East Indian. It was an Asian woman.
So it looked like
and a black
guy. An election commercial.
It actually looked like the Mounties who came out at the 92 World Series. That's what it actually looked like. And a fat white woman. Seems perfect. But they're all saying the same thing, right? And so they're like, well, yeah, it's inappropriate, but it's 18 years ago or it's 30 years ago. And so now
his policies all suggest that that's not him.
Right. Right. And so again, I'm not here to shill either.
No.
People are going to do what they need to do and it's wrong. Right.
Yeah, of course.
And again, there's a pile of shit that's going to come out or could come out about me. But I'm not running for PM. So,
man, more than what you've freely thrown at this microphone?
probably.
Probably, yeah. That happens the weeks you're not here.
Yeah. So we like to keep that stuff on the QT.
Toy.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're running for politics, man, you got to, as you said, you got to own that. You got to
It's true. It's true, man. We'll wind this one down. I don't know how much more politics we'll talk during this election. It's interesting, but I know not everybody agrees. And
yeah, but this is leading international news.
Yeah, no, this is being talked about everywhere as, you know, he was the bastion. He was the cool prime minister and Canada had this reputation and now it's sort of...
Well, again, as the one, again, may have been the Beaverton, sorry. It was saying, who knew spoiled, privileged, white kid, made bad decisions.
Yeah, can't imagine, man.
That seems terrible.
That's Audio Whiplash. We're on Twitter and Instagram at TallCanAudio or Facebook.com/TallCanAudio, and we'll see you all on the next one.
See ya!
Stop the hammering! Stop the hammering! Jesus Christ! Crazy fucking sound coming in my ear. It just fucking sucks. It fucking sucks.
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching TallCan Audio on your favorite podcast app.
Fucking out of control shit.